finances, investing, estate and retirement planning? Well, I went to school, so you don't have to. Welcome to Finances And, Wants versus Needs. Finances And, in conjunction with my company, Capital Coaching, helps people achieve their financial goals through personal, tailored, and attentive financial coaching services. Together, we create a successful financial plan by examining your spending and saving habits, then guiding and educating you to your own personal success. Coaching services include evaluation of your spending plan, building your savings, financing your retirement, examining your insurance needs, and planning for your own individual goals. Please contact me at capitalcoaching.net for your appointment for a free consultation. My aunt sent a funny meme to us that said, people need to understand the difference between wants and needs. Like, I want abs, but I need chocolate. It made me smile, but I started noodling over wants and needs after I read that. Needs are things necessary to live and function, while wants are things that we want to improve the quality of our life. But how do we make sure that we're taking care of our needs without foregoing our wants? The economy is really crazy right now compared to the last 10 plus years. Interest rates are rising, meaning the cost of borrowing money is going up. For example, car loans were at 0 to 0.9% for years to qualified buyers, and those were with great credit scores. And now today, I was looking at car loans, and they're at 2.49%. That was generally the best that I could find. So at $35,000, a 0.9% loan for 5 years is $596 a month, while with an interest rate of 2.45, the monthly payments were $620. Basics like food, shelter, transportation, insurance are required for most people. But to what level are they needed? Is a new car a need or a car new to you? Is a larger home a need for your growing family or just nice to have? There's no correct answer for these questions. Just your own needs will help you decide. Creating a list is a great way to start. What do you need to have and what would just be nice to have? Of course, to make any changes to what you're getting from what you have now will probably require a budget adjustment. Since needs vary from person to person, it's impossible to provide a list of what you should have, but where you live, having enough food to eat, and proper clothing for your climate is a great start. Healthcare, medications, utilities like heating and cooling and water will be on your needs list as well. Now, the things that are more enjoyable, eating out, traveling, streaming music or entertainment, electronics, and other forms of fun are often not necessary for our survival or even really our well-being. TheBalance.com made a list of needs that are really wants. For example, the internet. Is it for work or social media and video games? Of course, groceries are a need, but how much is meat and veggies and grains versus chips and sodas? Is the new iPhone needed, or would a cheaper phone get you all of your needs covered? Are you able to save? Your retirement, savings, insurance, along with paying off debt are not a lot of fun, but should be on the needs side and made a priority. It may not seem like a need, but they really are. It may be that you should consider making changes to your needs so that you can afford your wants. Moving to a smaller place, working out outside the house versus a gym, getting a roommate, or even living for a while with family could put money in your bank account and allow you to afford some of your wants. Pratik Vasisht wrote about categorizing our wants and needs on a 2x2 matrix. Wants are on the left and needs are across the bottom. Moving from high to low, the bottom left is low want and low need. This is the avoid category. Ultimately, these are a waste of your time. Moving up, the next category is low want, high need, and he suggests that life's greatest opportunity often comes disguised in this quadrant as something we need at a deep level but seem to have a low want for on the surface. Consider how these items might help you reach your higher goals. A high want, low need seems to be the quadrant that we most often find things in. By spending time focusing on this area, you can decide what you really value and what you don't. Finally, high want, high need is the most powerful quadrant. When your wants and needs align, you're more motivated and can prioritize these items. But it's easy to put too many things in this quadrant. Keep evaluating and truly decide where your desires need to go as you prioritize needs and wants in your life. Samantha Rose suggests that pausing before buying and asking yourself, do I really, actually, truly need this? But then there are two follow-up questions that she has, which are, what would happen if I didn't buy this? And what would happen if I bought a cheaper version of it instead? Consider this as a game and see how far you can take it. Finding less expensive items and finding the best price for something has its own rewards. I used to do a lot of garage saling, shopping at yard sales and garage sales when the kids were younger, and I would challenge myself to find the cheapest, fill in the blank, whatever it was, that I could. I loved coming home with my finds and showing off to the family and realizing our savings. She also suggests that giving up an item to see if you can live without it for a period of time would help. Do you really miss it? Bring it back. But if not, you just save some money. Personal finance expert John Hastings points out that $10 invested could be worth $80 in 30 years. Now, that's a long time, but how many times have we literally thrown away $10 on completely unnecessary and really immemorable items? Consider these questions. Does it meet a basic need like food or safety? Will it be something that you need in 5 years, or could you save the money instead? Does the item make you happy, and will it continue to? My daughter and I, over the years when shopping together and now even from afar, will ask each other when trying on things, does it make you happy? Leaving a dressing room to buy clothes that didn't make you happy while trying them on won't all of a sudden make you happy at home. Abraham Maslow developed Maslow's hierarchy of needs in the 60s. His pyramid of needs has a base of psychological needs, including food, water, sex, sleep, and warmth. Without these most basic of needs being met, almost nothing else matters. Think about being truly hungry. You'll risk your safety to get food in that case. The next level on the pyramid is safety and security. These two levels I've just mentioned are the basic human needs. The next two are psychological needs, which include intimate relationships and friends. It's a part of feeling love and a sense of belonging. And once you have these, you can worry about your esteem needs. Those can be met with prestige and a feeling of accomplishment. The top of this pyramid is self-actualization, where you achieve your full potential, including artistic and creative endeavors. But what does all this have to do with finances? We now live our lives with the YOLO mantra, you only live once. Listening to advertising and well-placed marketing, we've been conditioned to feel like our wants are needs and that we'll never have enough. Erica DeSoja wants you to consider these following questions. Is this something that I need in my relationship in order to be satisfied? Is this something that I can live without? If I don't get this thing, what will be the result? Is this a requirement for a healthy relationship? Am I being impulsive? Am I comparing my relationships to other people's relationships? Have I seen this modeled in a real-life relationship? And what tells me or shows me that I need this? Will getting all of your wants now allow you to meet all your long-term goals? Because spending unchecked can lead to end-of-life experiences that you don't want. And convincing yourself that a want is actually a need, think like the newest iPhone, leads to anxiety and/or depression. The good news is that no one has ever died from not getting what you want. Dr. Russell Greiger wrote in Psychology Today to take inventory of your life. Pay attention to the times you think you must do well or not fail, the people whose love or approval you don't need, and the things you think you need to possess. Then for each one of those, remind yourself that they are not needed. You won't die without them, and that you have other means of happiness because your worth does not equal them. He recommended removing phrases like need, got to, have to, must, and should from our vocabulary. Then, talking about wants, use instead want, like to, hope, prefer, and wouldn't it be better if, to describe items. Hearing these phrases can literally change your thinking. I personally try to remove the words always and never from what I say, because so little is always anything, and it leads to overdramatic thinking. By stopping myself, I believe that I make more realistic choices. The bottom line is, there will always be a new want to take the place of the latest one. For most of us, our financial resources probably aren't enough to provide us with all of our wants. How will you decide? Abs or chocolate? Maybe with planning, hard work, and some sacrifice, you can have both. Thanks for listening to Finance and Wants versus Needs. I know you chose to listen and I'm grateful. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow or subscribe for free in your podcast provider and share your favorite episode with a friend. I'd love you to leave a review because it brings financial education to others and helps people find me more easily. Also, let me know what questions you'd like answered or any topics that you'd like covered by going to the website at financesand.net and leaving a message. You can also contact Capital Coaching for your personal financial needs at capitalcoaching.net. Finances And does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing in this podcast is to be construed as such. Always consult a tax, accounting, or legal professional for advice on your specific situation. Remember, I went to school, so you don't have to.